Things are looking a little better for honeybees after this winter, but beekeepers are still losing a lot of bees. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You can thank a bee for about one of every three bites of food we eat.
Most of the nutritious stuff in our diet is probably pollinated by some form of animal, and most likely a bee.
That's Jeff Pettis. He's the research leader for the Bee Research Lab with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Pettis just wrapped up a survey of beekeepers around the country, and he found they lost just over 23% of their bee colonies this past winter.
The previous about seven-year average has been just over 30%, so this number is a little bit better, but by no means is it a great number for numbers of colonies lost throughout the year, or through the winter in this case. Before we got the parasitic mite varroa, we used to lose 5 to 10% of the colonies in the winter. We got the parasitic mite in the mid-80s, two parasitic mites. The numbers jumped between 15 and 20% losses. And then recently we've been averaging well over 30% or over 30% for about the last 8 years. So something's changed in the last 8-10 years, and our losses have moved to over 30% normally per year in the winter.
Looking back over the last 8 years, why are beekeepers losing so many bees?
Again, I mentioned this parasitic varroa mite that came in the 1980s. That doubled our loss rate. Lately, we think it's a combination of things. There's some nutritional stress going on out there. Bees are in environments like on a pollination contract where they're only getting a single source of pollen. And then we're seeing issues with pesticide exposure where bees are getting being stressed by pesticide exposure. So it's likely that a multitude of other factors have kind of piled on to what was already poor bee health to making us have these 30% losses every year.
We've heard a lot about colony collapse disorder in the past, where adult bees just disappear from the colony. Is that still a big problem?
Actually, that's a very good question. So colony collapse disorder, we saw it starting in about 2004. We described it in 2006 or 7 as a kind of unique set of symptoms. And we're seeing less and less of colony collapse disorder over the last 3 years, but we're seeing the loss rate still remain about the same. So whether colony collapse is not totally disappeared but dropped off, or the symptoms that we see are not matching what we call CCD in the past, we don't know. But it's certainly not the primary thing that beekeepers report as being the reason for colony losses of late. They point to things like queen loss, varroa mites, pesticide exposure, things like that, nutritional stress, as being more important of late.
So potentially that could be good news, but beekeepers are still seeing these high losses, right?
Exactly. So, So the good news is we're not seeing as much CCD. The bad news is we're still losing colonies at about the same rate.
So what's the best way for people to help out in their own backyards?
There's a number of programs out there to increase diversity, whether it's in a farm setting with conservation reserve program land that's targeted for pollinators, or whether you're talking about things like maybe mow your grass a little higher. I know you have Dutch clover, a little white Dutch clover in people's lawns. Let that come up and let bees utilize that resource. Or do native plantings of native vegetation and things that are beneficial for pollinators in your backyard. So there's actually a great deal that can be done locally. And when you magnify that across the country, you're talking about a big impact. Use less pesticide in your lawn care. Of course, the pest control officers don't want to hear me say that, but it's true. I mean, we kind of over-treat our lawns and backyards, so diversify them, and we're trying to do that in the ag environment as well.
Jeff Pettis is the research leader for the Bee Research Lab at the USDA. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.